Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem. Shalom. Peace be with you. I would like to begin with an Iranian Jewish melody that is said before beginning a sacred occasion. Yivaneh Beit HaMikdash, Yivaneh Beit HaMikdash, Yivaneh Beit HaMikdash, Bimherah. Day and in our hearts. I learned from Dr. Reggie Braga, Caminante no hay camino, el camino se hace al caminar. Sojourner, there is no pathway. The path is made by walking. I learned from Rabia Terry Harris, Hajj, pilgrimage, is an intentional journey to a sacred destination. And I have learned from my teachers, from the early 1960s when I grew up in the United States, of this country, that there is no religion without the pursuit of justice. And so when I think about pilgrimage, I have a very, very specific idea in mind, because Shomer Shalom, which is a peace walk order that I helped create in a global context with other peace walkers, and it is my lineage, is always about walking to the sacred sites that we need to walk to for the sake of justice. And this is how I am presenting today. My teachers really come from a lineage of Gandhi, and especially whose picture you see, he's holding a round drum, Nichidatsu Fuji, who I had the opportunity to meet when he was 98 or 99, along with grandfather David, who was either 98 or 99, I can't remember. They were both quite elderly, and they came to a Quaker meeting house in New York City at the Mobilization for Survival, which brought a million people to New York City, where I was really inducted into the global age of interfaith work. And they met, and I brought them together, and they said at that time, which was a Havdalah ceremony, an end of the Sabbath ceremony, they said, civilization is not to kill human beings, not to destroy things, not to make war. Civilization is to hold on to mutual affection and to respect one another. It's rather basic. So this is the pathway that has come to me. Of course, I am a Jewish person, and therefore, I was schooled in the terrible genocide of Jewish people in World War II and previous. And I came to understand from my teachers at that time that the meaning of this event, so far as anything so horrific can have any kind of a meaning for a religious person other than lamentation and grief, is that never again meant never again for anyone. And I took that really also from this picture, which is from 1966 when I was an exchange student in Israel. And German students came to Israel, and they came, they were the children like myself, the generation born right after the Shoah, and they were there to seek reconciliation, repentance, if you like. They were there because they could not live with what their parents had done. And at the same time, I was had learned from my teachers, and you will see my teacher, the man, one of the men who ordained me all the way on that side, that's Rabbi Everett Gendler. And he is the person who introduced Abraham Joshua Heschel to Martin Luther King, and is the man who said to him, it is not enough, Heschel, it is not enough, beloved teacher, to speak about peace. You must go out and walk. And in a way, this is the first American pilgrimage, truly a collective pilgrimage. Not that indigenous people don't have pilgrimages. I'm from New Mexico, I understand pilgrimage, but this pilgrimage is truly an American pilgrimage where we have to come together for justice. That's my teacher. And so after 9/11, Abdul Ruf Campos Marchetti and I, we decided to create the Muslim-Jewish pilgrimage, peace pilgrimage, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's Abdul Ruf Campos Marchetti. We're literally holding doves and releasing them. And within 5 days, we brought together 350 people from different traditions to walk in peace from my congregation, Nahalat Shalom in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to the Islamic Center. And it was really beautiful to see so many people come out, and that had a lot to do with the work that we'd already done in the community. And as a peace walk order, we never ever begin anything without honoring the indigenous people of the place that we come from. Here, the Ohlone people, which we had a sacred blessing yesterday at Shabbat Shuva, from a woman from Kochiti and an Ohlone man from this place, because who gave us corn to sprinkle, because we cannot really do ceremony in this place without honoring the people that are here that have suffered from the violence of the United States. And as you can see in this group of so much pilgrimage work is the work of women. There's a Baha'i woman there, Chicano woman, Jewish woman, Christian woman, Muslim women came. We just were able to bring together a lot of different people to the Islamic Center. And even so many beautiful stories happen on pilgrimage, which is one of the reasons I love pilgrimage, because you're out of your chairs and you're walking to a sacred site and you're with community. And in this moment, this man who grew up in Germany and this woman who was born in a DP camp, a Jewish woman, and a man who had participated as a youth with the Nazis, they came together on this peace walk as different human beings, ready to join each other, despite the history, to walk for peace. And so Abdul Ruf and I, we carried this peace walk on the road. It turned out 18 cities throughout the United States and Canada wanted to have a peace walk. We walked in New York City with the Myohoji Buddhist Order. We walked in Philadelphia, and you can see this picture in Philadelphia at the International Philadelphia Airport as a testament to civil rights in Philadelphia. It's now going into its 13th year, which is the other thing about pilgrimage, is that if it's really meaningful, it is in community and it has endurance. It goes on, and we're very happy about that. We walked in, no thank you. Let's see. This is, I believe, the 12th year of the Peace Walk, Philadelphia Interfaith Peace Walk. We walked in Tucson, and again, we began with an indigenous blessing and went from the walk. This is a walk in Osuyus, where Native people from both sides of the fake border that separates Canada and the United States come together once a year, and we were honored to walk with them. We walked in Toronto, and we walked in Vancouver. And then the other piece about pilgrimage, which is going with a purpose to a sacred site, is our youth don't have very much opportunity to do that with each other. And so we created together peace walks for young people. And here you see a first encampment. That's my son sitting up there. peace walk is intergenerational, which is a very beautiful thing as well. It's with families, it's with community. The kids, these young people, they want peace. And when we ask them to create a sort of altar to express themselves, they made this stone peace sign. This is in Stony Point, New York. And some of these young people in this picture have been walking and studying for over a decade through this work. And so it's sometimes when we study or when we engage, we see people a moment in their life. Peace walk and pilgrimage is for a lifetime. And, you know, pilgrimage for me has always been about going where a lot of people don't want you to go. So I took, I was the first rabbi to go to Iran since the revolution. And I took, this is the second delegation, 10 Jewish people. And we went to Iran. And it was, Iran is, this is half the world, they say, in Isfahan. It's a beautiful city. And we had a dialogue. If the dialogue doesn't come to you, you go to the dialogue. And that requires pilgrimage. That requires leaving your place, leaving your comfort, leaving what you know, and moving out into a different place in the world for conversations that are going to be new to you. This is Everett. I wanted to show you this picture, my teacher. We are, of course, student and teacher. This is 40 years later. I've been his student for over 40 years. And I couldn't really talk about pilgrimage in the United States without having a picture of a young boy that grew up, that Matai, that is a child of a close friend of mine, and we've been involved in the Fellowship of Reconciliation for decades and decades, putting a note of people who died in Ferguson, because I cannot really talk about sacred things without mentioning Black Lives Matter in the United States and the fact that pilgrimage is not just a physical journey that your feet make, but for white America, it means journeying toward racism and understanding our complicity in racism. Because the suffering is just too great. And it means honoring the pilgrimage, the unwanted pilgrimages that people make, the pilgrimages that refugees must make to our border here in the United States and then be put in 250 detention centers in the United States when they have traveled through the desert in that story we just love to tell about the wilderness journey. But the desert is a killing desert, and this is a desert that has no mercy, and we have no mercy when we greet people. Of course, I'm very well known for journeying to Palestine, sometimes not very well liked for my positions. However, this is what motivates me, right here, that picture. That is Gaza today. That is what Gaza looks like today. And I have journeyed to Gaza, and I hope to make another pilgrimage to Gaza and to the West Bank and to look at the resiliency that is required for people to survive the wars that we fund in this country. Because wherever we look, there are refugees. And so creating pilgrimage for a global age means speaking across distance, but not only talking to each other and reflecting on the beauty and wonder of our shared traditions, but also on doing the very hard work of what it means to be in solidarity together so that we can end the structures of violence that are harming millions and millions and millions of people all throughout the world. And unless we leverage our religious position for the sake of peace and well-being of people by the millions who are suffering all kinds of violence, in my tradition, it means without this aspect, and for me, this is really the lesson of Yom Kippur that I take, that all of our fasting and all of our piety and all of our ceremonial protocol really mean nothing. It's almost immoral in my tradition to come together for these purposes without the action that will emerge. So fasting for the sake of action, fasting and piety for the sake of engaging peace. And so pilgrimage to me is a way that I can be out in the world to help do my small part, my very small part, to use my position, to use my religion, to use my physical body, to use my creativity, to use everything that I have for the sake of peace. And it has been a life so blessed with meeting people along the way from so many different traditions who are on the same path. This path is growing. This path is expanding. We are part of that path. May it be a path of peace. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Gottlieb, for those very inspiring opening remarks, and also just helping us think about pilgrimage, you know, beyond just the confines of our tradition. I think it helps us think beyond what is just the particular and how we connect to the universal. So thank you. I'm not actually going to comment on everyone's things that are helping the transition, and then we'll have